All right, Charlie, really appreciate that update. Well, according to the American Christmas Tree Association, last year 94 million U.S. households celebrated Christmas by displaying a Christmas tree in their home. Of those trees, 85% were artificial, 15% were live, Tim, and similar consumer demand is pretty much expected this year.
I had no idea.
I didn't either.
There were so many artificial trees.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Although it's interesting, I look in my family because of travel and some and things that we were mostly a real Christmas tree family, and I have a brother who's like, you know what, because we go travel and we eat the tree, you know, they bought it like artificial tree last year, so I was blown.
Well, let's talk about it with Marcia Gray, Executive Director of the Christmas Tree Promotion Board. It joins us on the phone from Howell, Michigan. Great to have you on the show, Marcia. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for letting me join you, because we definitely want to talk about those real Christmas trees.
And I love a real Christmas. I actually have two real Christmas trees.
There's nothing like the smell.
In my home.
You know what's great about New York City, and yeah. You don't realize this until you live here or come here during the holidays, but the way they sell Christmas trees here is on the sidewalk.
Sweet, isn't it?
It's very sweet. So you're walking down the sidewalk, and you have to walk through these, you know, Christmas tree sales, so you're just getting that great pine smell when you're walking through.
It is. It's one of my favorite things. So tell us how things are going, Marcia, this year, and what are your expectations? And you know what we're going to ask you about. Are there going to be enough trees for everybody?
Well, I'm really glad we have a chance to talk, because the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, like the National Christmas Tree Association, we represent the real Christmas tree growers in the U.S. We don't work with artificial. That would be the American Christmas Tree Association. So two different groups at work here. We're expecting a really strong season. Last year was a very good year for real Christmas trees. And it's kind of interesting, this question's been popping up about availability and shortage, and I definitely want to get to that. But I'm glad we're asking the question, and I think it's happening because we are seeing more interest in the real thing, in the real Christmas tree, and consumers want to make sure that they can get one. In fact, last year, we always do consumer testing. We talked to people last year who had purchased a real tree for the first time during the pandemic in 2020. 89% of those said they wish they'd started sooner. So we know we're going to have strong sales this year.
Wow. Hey, so what about when it comes to costs of Christmas trees? Again, my idea of a price is changed by living in New York City, where they're incredibly expensive. But how have you seen prices fluctuate at a time where we are talking a lot about rising prices for consumers?
Sure. Christmas trees will probably be the same as almost every other thing that we're seeing. The cost of the tree production goes up just simply because labor, fuel, fertilizer, our growers have some increased costs. But again, the wholesale price of the tree is not, you know, it does not encompass, you know, the entire retail price. Retail prices are set individually, and you're right. You will see something very different, for example, in New York City than you might see in, let's say, Des Moines, Iowa. But those retail prices are impacted, again, by that selling area. So their overhead, the cost that they have to hire people to run that tree lot or to the real estate that they're paying for. We expect that the prices for the trees are up slightly this year, but I don't think anyone should be expecting some, you know, we've heard some crazy reports about doubling of prices, and that's just simply not going to be happening.
What about the logistics and in terms of transportation? I think it's just such a big cost, or a big part of the cost equation when it comes to Christmas trees. What are we knowing about that? We all know filling up at the pump that those prices have gone up. It's got to be the same, obviously, for some of those truckers. What do we know about that front? And also, do they have enough labor on truckers? We did a story earlier about now teenagers, 18-year-olds being allowed to maybe become truckers because of the shortage of demand. So what are we seeing on that front?
Yeah, so trucking obviously was one of our biggest worries. The cost is up on the trucking. The exciting thing is we're talking here on December 2nd. Most of the Christmas trees have been delivered. It's done. It's over and done. They are in market. They're not sitting waiting. You know, the interesting thing, real Christmas trees, all real Christmas trees sold in the U.S. are grown here in the United States or with our partner Canada. So we're not worrying about things being stuck in a cargo ship somewhere. We are really talking about that domestic shipping or trucking issue. But we have the trees are there, they're in market. Took a little bit longer maybe for some locations to get all of the trees delivered, but pretty much the job's been done.
Okay, I gotta ask, because this is very controversial. After Christmas, when is the right time to dispose of the Christmas tree?
Well, number one, we do encourage you to, if your tree is drying out, we do want you to get it out of the house because it can be messy and you're kind of done with it. Whenever you'd like to take it is fine. What's really interesting when you dispose of a real Christmas tree, it is 100% biodegradable. Most trees are picked up, your local municipalities will announce dates that they're going to be picking up the trees. Most of those trees go to get chipped into mulch. So you really want to make sure you have your tree out there for that pickup program so the trees are going to the right place and are disposed of properly at the end.
Hey, real quick question. Just got about 20 seconds here. Are we doing enough to replenish and make sure we have trees for the environment, which we know we need so much?
Mm-hmm. You know, this is really important. Real Christmas trees are a farm-grown product. We do not take them out of forests, so farmers are constantly replanting. You can feel really good about that choice.
All right. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday season. Great to catch up with Marcia Gray, Executive Director at the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, joining us via Zoom from Howell, Michigan.